us out.
Welcome to the studio. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Hopefully you didn't miss me too much last week, but I was off in Telluride for the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, which was an incredible time, full of incredible music, and so I figured I'd take today to play some of my favorite songs from last week. Bluegrass is not my forte in terms of musical taste, but it was all the music was incredible, and I realized and found all these bands that I had never heard of before. So yeah, I figured I'd show them all to you today. Starting with, we'll go in order based on the order in which they played at the festival. So starting with day one, the first band is I'm With Her.
Could see what I was thinking.
we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching hours. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
They try to get along with you. treated this away. This away, hey, you long, and I ain't gonna be treated this away. She came into the room where she met her final doom, and I ain't gonna be treated this old way. This old way, hey, oh Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this old way. Me out in the cold rain and snow, rain and snow, oh, oh Lord, left me out in the cold rain and snow.
Welcome back to the studio. So those were some of my favorites from day one at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. First was Ophelia by the Wood Brothers. They didn't actually play that song, but I've played their music on the show a bunch of times, so I figured I'd throw that one in there, because that's one of my recent favorites from their live album. Yeah, so they were one of my most anticipated groups going into the festival, and they were really good. Really good live. Met my expectations for sure. And next was Hannah Hunt by I'm With Her. That one they did play. That was a pretty big surprise. I knew Sarah Watkins, because she's one of the singers in the violin player for Nickel Creek, a band you've probably heard a few times on the show. So I knew that name, and I knew one of the other singers, because she was featured on another Chris Thiele project, Here in Heaven, which I think I've played on the show maybe a while ago. But I hadn't heard about them before seeing them on the lineup, but they were incredible, and they're all incredible singers. And some of the harmonies on that song in particular, I think, are really impressive and really pretty. So that was one of the highlights of the week, especially of day one. And next was Rain and Snow by Del McCurry. And Del McCurry's a bluegrass legend. He was part of the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Boys, which is one of the most famous, like, original bluegrass groups. It turns out I saw him back in March of 2017 at the Grand Ole Opry on a trip to Nashville. And I don't remember too much from that, but there was one song that I liked a lot. It was called Nashville Cat, so they did not play the Nashville song in Telluride. But that was a little bit of a surprise, too, because I kind of forgot about him. But it was a really, really cool performance. Because he's getting pretty old, but he could still get up there and sing really well. And that song, the Dead do a cover of Rain and Snow, but I keep getting confused with Birdsong, which says has the line, "I'll show you rain and snow." So I keep getting those mixed up, but both great songs. Let's go on to day two, starting with the infamous String Dusters. Thank you.
Thank you. like iron. Your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boss. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, in the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho, need your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown. I suppose.
softly spoken magic spell.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So before I get into the songs you heard from day two, first, I forgot to mention that Tedeschi Trucks headlined day one, which was incredible. They were probably my most anticipated performance of the whole week, and it was incredible. But I featured them a lot on the show, so I figured I would use the time to play a few of the newer bands that I heard instead. But they were incredible for sure. And next, I figured I'd give a little bit of background about the festival itself. So, for those who don't know, Telluride is a small old mining town in Colorado. It's traditionally a ski mountain in the winter, a popular destination for that. But the festival is held in the town park, and it seems like there's a pretty permanent stage there. It looks permanent, at least. With a big sign that says Telluride Bluegrass and Country Festival. So I'm not sure if that's there always. I can't imagine they move very far, but I guess that's always there with that sign up. And traditionally, people that want spots in the front will camp out for a few days in advance. And the gates will open, it varies between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning. And so the people that have been camped out will be at the ready, and once the gates open, they play, a bagpiper plays a song, and they open the doors, and everyone sprints to the front and try to get the closest spot to the front. So that's called the tarp run. And for us, we were not part of that group. We went at 8 a.m. each morning and waited in line for an hour, so you can't see what goes on because the line gets pretty huge. But we hear that it gets a little bit aggressive, and I'm sure it would be very fun to be a part of and fun to watch. But we were our experience was a lot more civilized. We waited in line for an hour and then kind of slowly moved up once they opened the gates. And we got a spot, we put our tarp down kind of in the middle of the park. So we could still see okay, but it was nice to have a kind of pretty low-key home base. And, contrary to other festivals, the only other one I've been to is Boston Calling, where you have to get there early in the morning and stand the entire time in the muddy fields of the Harvard Sporting Complex. And there's two stages, so they'll alternate, and you have to wait during the other acts to get to the front for the ones you want to see. And it can be pretty painful. For Telluride, you put your tarp down and that's your spot for the rest of the day. But there's a rule that if you see an empty tarp anywhere in the park, you're allowed to sit on it until the owners come back, and then you have to leave. But there's far more empty tarps than we expected to see after reading that rule. So any act that we were really excited about and really wanted to get to the front, you could almost always do it. And even if the tarps weren't empty, if there are a couple of people on there, they're usually pretty nice and willing to share. So it was really cool to be able to be as close as you wanted for any act you want. So I got to see some of my musical idols up close. So that was really cool and really, really unique, at least in my experience, from most festivals. So it was a ton of fun. I highly recommend it. So day two, starting with the infamous String Dusters. And the reason I did a Grateful Dead cover, for those who don't know, Scarlet Begonias is a Grateful Dead song. One of the highlights from the week came on Thursday, which is, or Friday, day three. There's a workshop stage in the middle of town in a small park, which was free. And we ran on the program, it was a list of three names that we didn't recognize, but it said celebrating the acoustic music of Jerry Garcia. And so me, my dad, and my friend Scott are big Grateful Dead fans, so we said, oh, that sounds pretty cool. But we kind of figured, since there are names we didn't recognize, that it would just be, I don't know, random guitarists or something, or maybe local guys playing Jerry Garcia music. but it turned out to be the guitarist and upright bassist from the infamous String Dusters, who you just heard are incredibly talented, and the mandolin player from Yonder Mountain String Band, who you'll hear later on. So that trio did an incredible hour of Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead music, and it was really, really special and really, really good. So I figured, since they don't have recordings of them, I'd do a little mix of, so since they're a part of the infamous String Dusters, one of their covers of a Dead song, which I think is equally as good. But yeah, so they also, in the middle of their set, as a transition from one song to another, they played the intro to Terrapin Station, which caught us off guard, but we thought it was really cool. And next was Poncho and Lefty, a cover by Emmylou Harris, who is another bluegrass and country legend, whose name I definitely knew, but I hadn't really listened to much of her music at all before this week. And then she played this cover, Poncho and Lefty, followed by, I think, If I Needed You, another Townes Van Zandt cover, and they were both wonderful. I was very impressed by that, and as a huge Townes Van Zandt fan, I couldn't resist but put that one on the playlist. And lastly was a cover of Time, Into the Breathe reprise off of Dark Side of the Moon by Green Sky Bluegrass. And that particular song, I had heard before the festival. It came up on my Spotify Discover or something like that. And I thought it was really cool. Again, as a huge Pink Floyd and Dark Side of the Moon fan, I thought that was a really, really neat cover of that. They were a really cool set. They were the closer, so it was dark by then, and they have a really cool light show that they do with the performance, which is surprising for a bluegrass band, but it was pretty cool, and they did a cool cover of Into the Mystic, the Van Morrison song as well, so that was a really cool closer. As you heard in the String Dusters and Green Sky songs, something that kind of surprised me a lot was how improvisational bluegrass is. As a not very big listener of it, I didn't really know a whole lot about it. But I learned from some of my friends, too, that listened to it, that it's a little similar to jazz in the sense that there's a lot of bluegrass standard songs that all, most players know the, basic form of, but it leaves it pretty open to interpretation and improvisation. So it's really similar to that. So it's a lot of trading solos and following a loose form. But also it's similar to Grateful Dead jam band music. And you could tell that there's a lot of influence in many of the acts, not just the String Dusters, of the Grateful Dead style of music and playing long solos. And you could tell that, and especially they talked about a little bit in that trio with the Jerry Garcia music, how they're really influenced by the Grateful Dead, and how their music kind of emulates that with a bluegrass, twist to it. So I think that was really cool and really incredible to see so many different acts do that. And we'll get right back into the music with day three, starting with St. Paul and the Broken Bones, but first is a quick PSA.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit smokeybear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the studio once again. So that was a couple songs from day three, and I know it seemed like not that much, but that's partially because 2 hours of the day was spent for Chris Steele's Live From Here, formerly known as Prairie Home Companion, if you're familiar with that. But so he hosts a radio show, and he hosts it from different venues each week. That's why it's called Live From Here, because he's live, live broadcasting it at different performances. So yeah, so that week was at the Bluegrass Festival, which was really, really cool. So to explain it best, it's a pretty standard live show, I suppose. There's comedy bits in between songs. He has a comedian each week, and he brings a bunch of guests with him, and he'll play with some of them, and we'll let others play on their own. But it was really, really cool. So St. Paul and the Broken Bones played on that show, and then they played their own set right after that, which was incredible. But he also had I'm With Her on the show, and so Sarah Watkins, as I mentioned, was in his band Nickel Creek, so they played a Nickel Creek song, and they played that song Here in Heaven as well. But it was really, really cool. It was kind of a taste of everything from the festival in 2 hours, but it was also really, really unique to be in the audience of a live show like that, being broadcast to what he said was 2 million people. So that was a really cool experience. But yeah, so that first song was Like a Mighty River by St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and the lead singer, Paul, I forgot his last name, but he is an incredible performer and has so much energy, and I couldn't do justice to his performances by trying to explain it, but I highly recommend looking him up on YouTube. His Tiny Desk concert is pretty awesome. He stands on the desk the whole time. And he's just a really unique performer, and it was a joy to see that. And they're not very bluegrass, as you heard, but I figured I'd throw him in because that was one of the best performances, I thought, from the entire week. And next was Roll On, Buddy, Roll On by Sam Bush, who was rightly named or nicknamed the King of Telluride. He gets called out on stage about every other performance as a guest, and he was on mandolin in that. He's always on mandolin, but yeah, he's a really, really funny guy, really talented too. But he's certainly a presence at the festival, which was a really fun to watch. So that was one of his own songs. But he also played in the Telluride House Band, which is kind of an all-star band of including him, Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, a famous banjo player who didn't quite have time to include on the set list today. But I recommend him for sure. Jerry Douglas, who's a dobro player, Edgar Meyer, Stuart Duncan, but that was really cool too. But they don't have any recordings together, so I couldn't play that. But yeah. Let's get right into the final day, starting with a Tim O'Brien song.
I guess there's no time when I can't recall that picture hanging up there on the wall. By a snake in the grass, and a guardian angel is guiding her past. Well, I lost a big sister when that picture was new, 1956, just before I turned two. My memory, I added stories and things. I made her my angel, she has her own wings. I made her my angel, she has her own wings. She would have held my hand, she would have called my remember, I I don't know much about her. There's not much to know. Just 6 years of living and she had to go. And my parents, they grieved. Somehow they moved on. And I grew up knowing my sister was gone. And each time I read it, I shed a new tear. And it helps me to feel some of what my parents felt then. I think of my own kids and feel it again. I think of my own kids and feel it again. I would have had. I know I called her name, my guardian angel, I miss her the same. She would have held my hand, she would have called my name. Too young to remember her, miss her the same, my guardian angel, I miss her. There's no time when I can't recall the picture hanging up there on the wall.
Is better there.